Well, Eddie, how big a fight is this for Gavin?
Every fight's huge for Gavin. It's like, you know, I mean, obviously, when we started out, his brother was flying, you know, English, Commonwealth, European, two-time world champion. And Gavin was sort of plodding along in the footsteps, won the English title. We managed to get him a British title shot, and everyone was saying, wow, what an achievement that would be. Won that, well, then got a shot at a European title, won that even better. Now he's world ranked. And it's a case of, we're almost free-rolling in terms of how far we can go. This fight against Parody, by far the toughest to Gavin McDonald's career. Very experienced, you know, lost to Carl Frampton, knocked him out, I think, 7 rounds. But again, Frampton's an elite-level fighter, so this is a real, real tough test. But I think Jamie is starting to think, I've got a world title in there. And in division domestically that's flying with Scott Quigg and Carl Frampton, you know, Gavin's probably two, maybe three fights away from one of those guys and in a great position.
Yeah, he just said to me he wants a couple of world titles. Where he hangs up his gloves in a few years' time, he wants to be able to say, got a couple of world titles under my belt.
And that's unbelievable because, you know, like I say, 12, 18 months ago, it was like, I can't believe I've won the British title. This is incredible. Now he starts saying, you know what, I feel like I can be as good as my brother. And if my brother's winning world titles, I think I can too. So beating Parody well and moving up those world rankings, I think it gives him a great shot at a world title in 2016.
And he's working with Dave Caldwell as well, who's going to bring different things to his game. He's already told us that as well. Dave's been telling us what he's going to be bringing to it or what he thinks he can bring to it as well. So Dave obviously knows what he's doing. He stood right next to us.
Well, Dave, right next to me, but you know, we know one of the top trainers in world boxing. You know, he's been around for a long time. You know, been in the David Hay camps, been in the George Groves camps, obviously working now with Tony Bellew and Jamie McDonnell. I think, you know, they've both got plenty of ambition. And I think Dave as well will give him the confidence and belief to go on and compete at world level. And like I said, we're two or three fights away. Every fight is a bonus. But now, you know, even when he was talking at the press conference, just looking in his eye, feeling like, you fancy this now. You know, you're believing in yourself. And when you've got that belief, you can go on and be an even better fighter. And technically, we know he's very good, but he gets that belief and starts growing. He's a big super bantamweight as well. You know, we saw him towering over Jeremy Parody. So, you know, a big win here in Yorkshire again, and he's not far away from world honours.
Yeah, we obviously love fights down in South Yorkshire, the likes of the Arena or maybe even at Bramall Lane as well. But the Arena here in Leeds, it's a great new venue, isn't it?
It's fantastic. And Josh Warrington's been a revelation. You know, I think one of the hottest tickets in British boxing right now to watch him fight. The atmosphere has grown from 3,000 to 5 to 9 to 11 for this one. And there just aren't the fighters that are creating this kind of atmosphere in the country. So Leeds have got something very special in the Joel Brunker fight with Josh Warrington. They've got a 50-50 fight that could go either way. And it's a must-win if we're going to keep this fairy tale story in Leeds going.
And Gavin will have that crowd behind him as well, because he's a Yorkshireman. He's an Englishman against a Frenchman. They'll be right behind him.
Absolutely. And, you know, the cries of Yorkshire, Yorkshire always ring out in this arena. And they'll do so when Gavin boxes. He brings a lot of support himself from Doncaster. But again, you know, McDonald against Parody is a really, really tough fight. You've only got to look at Parody. You know what he's going to be. He's going to be relentless. He's going to be strong. He's going to be coming forward non-stop. And these are the type of fights that Gavin's got to be in and got to win if he's going to prove his world level.
It'd be remiss of me to not ask you about Kel as well and the latest on him. He said to us very recently he's not going to be begging for that fight with Mayweather anymore. Do you think that's gone? Do you think that's done now?
I think that, you know, not sure it's done for all time. It's probably done for September the 12th, but I think Kel's now likely to get back into the ring in October time. We were planning a September 12th fight, but he's had such a big schedule. You know, he boxed Jojo Dan, then he went out a couple of months later and boxed Frankie Gavin, then he was virtually straight back in the gym. And I just feel like, you know, he might need a little bit more time. And originally the plan was the O2 in London. I think we're going to be returning to Sheffield in October, which I think will be good for Kel, and I think it will be good for fight fans in Yorkshire.
Would that be Bramall Lane you're looking at? Would that be the Arena? Brandon Rios, would it be?
Yeah, I think it'll be the Arena. We're still talking to Rios. I don't think many people want to fight Kel Brook because he's very, very good. But I think we'll be returning to the Arena sometime in October.